So now joining us will be our dear friend, Dr. Leah McNeil, with our 1 minute health tip. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm good. I'm rushing a little, putting my makeup on as I talk.
Okay, well then give us that tip.
That's what mothers do.
Oh, that's okay. So today, what are we talking about today? Well, headaches. A little bit on headaches, because I'd like to do more next week on my show. But this, the most common cause of headaches, do you know what the most common cause of headaches is? Minor headaches, that is, not migraines. So the most common cause of minor headaches.
Yes, I do know.
Stress?
No, I actually do know.
What?
I'm very smart about this.
It's not just this.
That makes me dumb.
No, I really am. It's actually dehydration.
You're right.
And I'm always telling Miss Rochelle. Miss Rochelle gets headaches, and I always say, "Would you please go drink some water?
Would you just please go drink?
Water, Michelle.
It's a big problem. It's a big problem. A lot of people, you know, they're so easy to pop a pain reliever of some sort, and we should just drink water. Now, this is especially headaches that are in the front of the head.
Oh.
We can get a lot of tension headaches kind of in the back of our neck and kind of go up over the head. But when they start, like in the temples or in the forehead or the top of the head, it's quite often dehydration.
Really?
Very often. And I'll just have people drink water. And, I mean, we should drink water all throughout the day. Of course, in between meals is the best time to do it.
Boy, Leah, that is a great tip. That really is. That's an aha moment for somebody driving to work.
No, I really, that's why I always say that to you. I always tell her, go get some water.
Yeah.
And we do need to drink more. Rochelle and I get a little busy.
Yeah, we do need to drink more water besides the alcohol.
But we really do need to drink more water. And then, you know, one of the other things, and I'm not, I don't mean to be the doctor here, but if you drink caffeine, you have to drink more water because caffeine dehydrates you.
Yes, it does. And it does kind of in a little bit different way than like taking a diuretic would. But it does, and it also depends on how much you're drinking and how of coffee and how much are you working out? Are you just sitting around? Do you sweat a lot in general? Because all those kind of things really add to how much water we need.
How much water do you recommend, Dr. Leah?
It depends. Like, it depends on, like, the activities that you're doing each day. I generally say between 1 and 2 liters a day. But even with that, I want people to add electrolytes to their water, like those little packaged electrolyte drinks.
Right.
That you can add to water because that makes it taste better. Or even making an herbal tea, iced herbal tea to drink because some people are like, I just hate the taste of water. I'm like, jazz it up with some flavor.
That counts if I have a glass of herbal tea, huh?
It does. And that's how I get my son to drink water. He loves it.
Well, a squirt of lemon is good, too. I kind of feel like I'm sitting in the presence of glory next to Pam here with all her wisdom today. You know, I just feel like, ooh.
Put your hand on
her
head.
Next time I tell her to drink water, she's going to be hustling.
Okay.
I know why you need it.
Well, thanks, Dr. Leah.
You're welcome. Next week, I'd like to, for my longer show, I'd like to talk about headaches and overeating.
Oh, perfect. The day before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
What a great idea. Because this is what happens. You know, we starve ourselves waiting to have the big turkey dinner. And then by the time we get to the turkey dinner, we've got such a headache because we haven't eaten all day. And then we fill our stomachs and then we can't move.
And then we feel sick.
Yeah.
No, we love this.
Doesn't sound very appealing, does it?
And we do it every year. We do it every year.
Thanks, Dr. Leah. Have a great day.
You too. Talk to you later.